Okay, Akun Chodesh to everybody. Afreilecha Chodesh. We're in the month of Nisan, special month, the Chodesh of Geula. We know Pesach is happening, but not just Pesach. Benisan, we're zochet to the Geula. Benisan asidin legal. We will be zochet to the Geula. B'siyata d'shmaya. We hope that this month should be the month of Geula. Nisan v'niflos, and the wonderful Chag of Pesach is coming upon us. So, in previous years, we had discussed already, Baruch Hashem, many times, halachas of Bedikas Chametz, halachas of the Seder. I think only really Bekitzer had we discussed halachas of Chol HaMoed. So I really want to spend, Be'ezras Hashem, the next 2 weeks really focusing, hopefully now with Bein HaZmanim, I'll have more time to be able to prepare these shiurim, to be able to, for the next 2 weeks, to be able to delve into the halachas of Chol HaMoed. We briefly discussed them, but I really to more be in to discuss each point of halachas of Chol HaMoed. So the starting point is that Chol HaMoed is called a Mikra Kodesh. It's called a Mikra Kodesh. And not only that, it's very similar to halachas and the kedushas of Yontiv. However, there's a heter miuchad to specifically do davar avad, which we'll get to later. But really, be'etzem, it's really called the mikra kodesh. And just like when it comes to Yontiv, the Gemara tells us you should be mechabed it with meichel b'mishtev eksus nikiy. You should have clean clothing, special clothing, and eating and drinking. And should not be acting like a regular weekday. So too, that halacha would apply to Chol HaMoed. Now again, it's not on the same level as the halachas of Yom Tov and Shabbos, but it is this in-between levels. We're going to see about wearing big day Shabbos, that's brought down, the Mariel brought down to say that. And there's a suffix whether or not the halacha of Oneg. We know Oneg Shabbos applies, and Kavod V'Oneg applies also to the halachas of Yom Tov. So the whole reason that it's mentioned by Yom Tov, the Rambam writes, is because it says Mikra Kodesh. So some are Chonim on a Taina. So the halacha of Oneg and Oneg of Chol HaMoed should also apply. And so the mitzvah of Oneg Chol HaMoed, to enjoyment of the Chol HaMoed, which we're going to get into, what type of things will fall into that category, but that also applies l'chora on Chol HaMoed. And there are many who understand that Mikra Kodesh tells us that there's a mitzvah, the Beis Yosef quotes is between the famous Ramban, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to come to shul and to say halo b'tzibur, to lane also b'tzibur, to come to shul together, because that's Mikra Kodesh. It's a time of being a break, but Kodesh, to do it in a Kodesh way, which is coming to shul, be makdish, and to makdish the time through praising Akash Baruch Hu, through the special nisim that he has done to us. Okay, so how does it manifest itself into the lachas of eating? So, unlike Yontiv and Shabbos, there's not a full-fledged chiyuv to eat bread on Chol HaMoed. That's clear, there's not a full-fledged chiyuv. However, Lechad Chilav brings down that it would be a mitzvah to be koveya suda on bread, obviously, in Chol HaMoed. We're in Pesach, obviously, now we're discussing Chol HaMoed. Sukkos would be bread, and Pesach would be through matzah, and that would be done through one by nighttime and one by daytime, because that is a way which you could accomplish, as I mentioned before, the idea of Oneg through accomplishing at the Ikar point with Rebbe Suda, and having a Suda by nighttime, by daytime, therefore would be accomplishing it. Again, but you can't, it's not a full-fledged Chiyuv, but it is a very nice thing. We discussed at length, and once gave a whole shir about this, the concept that mitzvah of matzah might be a mitzvah kiyumis, every kezias of matzah, shmur matzah, obviously, that you eat throughout the week of Pesach might be a kiyum deraisa, because the Torah in many different places, almost 10 I think, says the blushon of shivas yamim tamucha matzah, 7 days. In one place it said 6, which Chazal tell us, okay, just like the Shvi is Rishus, so too all 7 are Rishus, and I had wise the first night a mitzvah deraisa, because it says belayla tochle matzos, but still, the pasuk still says you should have it 7 times. So the Chizkuni and the Gra made us famous, the Gra also held that still there is a kiyum of what's called the mitzvah kiyum. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a nice thing. So you accomplish that also. Every kezias that you have, another suda with shmur matzah, you'd be accomplishing another point, not just the idea of oneg of Chol HaMoed, but also the mitzvah, potentially mitzvah kiyum, is of eating matzah. So, but really, as we pointed out, that there's not a full-fledged chiyuv of a suda, but there is an iser, maybe even deraisa, to fast on Chol HaMoed. Even a time of shavuos, even to just say, okay, I'm going to fast for 3 hours today, that's also aser on Chol HaMoed. But again, that's only if it's because of tzar and you're trying to do tshuva or whatever to bikur gzira. That which why it would be usher. Tanis chalom might be an exception for that. Not getting into tanis chalom, actually probably is mutter and chalmoid. But everything else is going to be usher. However, if you're just not hungry, you're in morning seder, you're having a nice long shachris and you want to learn for an hour or two, That's not called a tinus, as long as you're just, because you're not hungry yet and you want to just learn, that's not to be ma'ani yourself, you don't want to keep learning, so that is going to be mutter, just like it would be on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed and Chanukah. Those categories are the same. Shabbos and Yantah might be different. That's even that you have a chiyuv to eat right away, so it might be already till chatzos for machmir, to assume that's like you're fasting, so then it would be, then we're machmir for that. Okay, well, I guess we'll pick up with the idea of how to manifest a simcha through basar and yayin, bizman hazeh, and bizman hamikdash. How do they accomplish the mitzvah deraisa of v'samachta bechagecha? And we'll quote the famous, one of my favorite Rambams, the beautiful lashon of the Rambam, how it is, what is also true simcha. He's a very similar lashon the Rambam has with regards to Purim. He has a very similar lashon, also a beautiful lashon by Purim. He has a beautiful, by giving matanos l'avionim. So too, we're going to hear about this mitzvah, emirtz Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha. Again, I'm very excited to continue halachas b'siyata d'shmaya together.